With close to 300 fatal opioid overdoses in Washtenaw County in recent years, several local elected officials decided to launch an ongoing community conversation about that problem and mental health issues affecting Washtenaw County. This is Lisa Berry, and one of those participants is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, who's joining us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, Sheriff.
Thanks for having me on.
You and Congressman Tim Walberg, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, along with other elected community leaders, are all getting together. What is the purpose of the event?
Well, we want to enhance this community discussion around a couple of big challenges that we have in our county. It's a we have them nationally, but we also have them here in our county. And there's a connection. So the focus is on supporting people with mental health disability, substance use disorder, and in the substance use disorder realm, a focus on the whole opioid crisis.
One of the most interesting things you ever said to me, I was visiting you in your office, and you said about 50% of the people sitting in jail have mental health issues.
I would say that in many instances, the people in Washtenaw County with mental health disability are probably better situated than in other counties. But in all honesty, that's not a high bar. Are those individuals getting the right community support they need? I would say no. So to repeat what you just said, 50% of our population, 56% in the last time we looked at it, is on some kind of psychotropic medication. So it doesn't mean they have a severe mental health disorder, but it's some situation that they're having from a mental health perspective that requires medication. And within that 50%, 70% have some kind of co-occurring disorder, so some kind of substance use disorder. So maybe it's a self-medication because they have a mental health crisis, but we know that that's a significant part of our jail population. So that only stands to reason that that it's even larger in the greater community, especially with what our first responders have to deal with. So there are more than enough signs that we need to have a community strategy.
So you're having this meeting and you're focusing on opioid overdoses as well, opioid use in the county. Are they necessarily tied together with mental health issues?
Not necessarily, but we do know that there's connection. So oftentimes people with a mental health disability, they self-medicate. Sometimes that self-medication is alcohol. Sometimes it is drugs that they're using illegally. And sometimes they have to self-medicate because from a system standpoint, we have not created the proper safety net so they can get the kind of proactive medical services that they need. So they end up doing things like that. We understand that oftentimes people with a mental health disorder may actually be receiving treatment, and they have medication, and it's in their medicine cabinet. And then sometimes other people get access to that. And then they use the prescription medication, and then when they can no longer get prescription medication, they end up moving to things like heroin, which is easy and cheap, that provides some of the same highs that they're getting with prescription medication. So there are so many different tentacles to this that we believe that to prevent this from continuing to spread from a community standpoint, we have to make people aware and we have to educate.
So you're having this community forum. Is it to ask questions or talk about solutions? What can the community really do to address the situation?
So it's a little bit of both. So we'll have some folks that will provide some basic information. There'll be a time where people can ask very specific and general questions. And it's very rare that you'll get a chance to get all the experts in the room. So it's not the elected officials that are the experts. We may be able to speak to the outcomes associated with us not having a real good comprehensive community strategy. But we're going to have the medical professionals, the subject matter experts in the room to provide some information, to be there to answer questions. We're also going to have some of the local service providers that will have tables, and we'll have some time for people that have maybe a more personal question, a personal story that needs some direct advice, to be able to go to some of those service providers. So maybe we can make some connection. And if we can help people connect on that kind of basis, maybe we'll avoid further tragedies in the community.
How would you, Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, define the extent of this kind of problem in our county?
So I'll say it a couple ways. When we went to naloxone probably 2 years ago, and we recognized that naloxone is on the reactive part of the continuum. We want to do proactive stuff. But even in naloxone, in the 2 years that we have equipped our deputies, we're saving 2 to 3 lives a month. take that to all the other agencies that are using it that are probably having a similar experience. If you look at the data, and we'll share some of this data tonight, of the increased instances of emergency room visits from those folks that have overdosed, where in Washtenaw County, opioid overdoses now outpace fatalities as a result of motor vehicle accidents. The trend is a troubling one. It's consistent with what's going on nationally, and it's not a trend that will be reversed by hoping and wishing. It's only going to be reversed by having a strategy that starts from a grassroots perspective.
I saw some statistics about Ypsilanti versus Ann Arbor versus overdoses. Is there a spot in Washtenaw County where this is worse than other communities?
There will be a couple of slides, I think, and a couple of posters is going to show there's a heavy concentration of overdoses and overdoses that result in fatalities in our 197-198 zip code, which is the eastern part of the county. But here's the other thing that is very, very striking. In that map will show the entire county. And although the heaviest concentrations in 197-198, there are enough instances throughout the entire county that we should all be concerned.
Instead of being embarrassed about it, you're having this community conversation to help people better understand then.
So not only being embarrassed, but also still being in denial, the focus on blame. So we need to move away from blame. We need to move away from being embarrassed. We need to move away from the folks that have some kind of mental health disorder or substance use disorder being stigmatized, pushed farther underground. We need to acknowledge it for what it is. You know, substance use in most situations, the disorder, it's a disease that shouldn't be criminalized. It should be something that we look at a medical solution and community support to help us navigate this challenge. From a mental health standpoint, there's no doubt that a mental health disability or disorder should not be stigmatized or criminalized. And as I look at our jail population, I believe that in both of those instances, mental health and substance use, we've criminalized some of that behavior. We've stigmatized it, and I don't think we do ourselves any favors.
The public is invited. Can you tell us when and where?
Well, tonight, Tulane High School in Pittsfield Township, from 6:30 to 8:30, us talking heads and elected officials will just do a brief opening, and then we'll get out of the way for the subject matter experts to really share their experience with the community and create space for questions. This will be one in what we hope to be four or five sessions that we're going to take throughout the entire county and hit all the different areas. So everybody's encouraged to come with an open mind, and if you are facing something that you don't have the skills and knowledge to navigate, hopefully we'll provide a subject matter expert that can help you and your family.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton telling us about a community conversation discussing mental health, substance use disorder, and the opioid crisis in Washtenaw County. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Well, thank you for helping us spread the word, Lisa. We really appreciate it. See you tonight.